You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's January 22nd, 2026, and welcome to episode 167 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I am your host, John Wall. Every Thursday morning, I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you very much for tuning into the show today. I'm glad you're here. I hope you all are having a fantastic week so far. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the indie horror game Apartment Number 129. But we start the show with a quick look at the headlines from this past week. Today's story comes from gamesindustry.biz, and it looks like the Switch 2 completely dominated the games market in Japan in 2025. According to Famitsu, the Switch 2 sold over 3.7 million units last year, making it the fastest-selling game console in Japan's history and accounting for over half of the hardware sold in the country. What's even more bonkers is that the original Switch was the second best-selling console, selling twice as many units as the third-place PS5. Now, globally, it sold over 10 million units, which is better than any Nintendo console over those first few months of launch. Looking at physical game sales, Nintendo accounted for 9 of the top 10 games, with Mario Kart World and Pokemon Legends ZA leading the pack. Japan's gaming market grew 38.8% over the previous year, and that is seemingly primarily due to Nintendo. They are absolutely crushing it. Now, obviously, Xbox is a non-factor in Japan. That's just always going to be the case. But surprisingly, PlayStation is also seemingly struggling. The PlayStation 5 sold less than a million units, which is a drop of a whopping 60% from the previous year. So nobody seems to be able to stop the Nintendo juggernaut, and it doesn't seem likely that that will change anytime soon. Number 129 from indie developer Dead Witness is an interesting game. The horror title claims to be inspired by true events, or at least a real urban legend about something that happened in Turkey back in 2009. The story goes that two young girls were killed after performing a satanic ritual in their apartment. The building shook violently as if there was an earthquake, windows shattered, and furniture was knocked over. After the event, the tenants all abandoned the building, and it gained a reputation as being cursed, with reports of bizarre and possibly paranormal activity around it. As far as spooky setups go, that's not half bad. It's got potential. How much, if any, of that story is true or based on real events seems pretty unclear from what I looked up online. In the game, you play as a content creator who is entering the building to try and document the ghostly occurrences. As someone who has a child who is obsessed with watching paranormal YouTubers, I think that's actually kind of a fun concept for a game. Unfortunately, I just think the game isn't quite strong enough to deliver on the premise. Right from the beginning, things seemed a little rough. During the intro, they set things up with a bunch of on-screen text, and it's all written in Turkish, I presume, which would be fine, but instead of translating the big text, they subtitle it, and the subtitles below were so small, so small that I think even if I got down on my hands and knees on the floor and pressed my face against the television, I still wouldn't have been able to read what it said. It was downright microscopic. So then the actual game starts and it goes through the whole, you know, tutorial thing, you know, press Y to crouch, press X to jump thing. But for their little jumping test, they want you to jump over this, I don't know, it's like a knocked over table or something that's blocking a doorway. And I kid you not, I think I tried to jump over this barrier for at least 5 minutes. It felt like 10 or 15. It was probably five. The jump was just not high enough to get over it. And I tried it over and over and over again. I thought I was going insane. I was like, what am I doing wrong? How am I not just getting this? I literally thought, this is going to make a hilarious episode when I have to quit 2 minutes into the game because I'm stuck on the tutorial. Eventually, I kind of found a way to cheat it, to kind of get slightly elevated on this other board that was like leaning against a different wall. And after like five or so tries, I did manage to then get over it and actually start the game. And getting this close to rage quitting the first 2 minutes of a game does not set a great mood for the rest of the experience. And really throughout the time that I spent with the game, there was this constant sense of awkwardness, you know, just a weird wonkiness that prevented me from ever really getting immersed in this creepy story that they were trying to tell. Like the odd dialogue. At one point you get a call from your friend who is like maybe a producer or somebody who helps you with these videos, and you say to him, this apartment building is weird. It doesn't feel like a Turkish apartment. It's more like a Chinese apartment building. Like, what? What are you talking about? It's just a standard old grungy dirty building. What a weird thing to say. Or there's a point when you come across this gate that's locked with a padlock and it says, you need an axe to open this door. Dude, could I not just look for a key? Why is that your first thought is I need to smash this door down? There's also the look of the game. You know, it's not bad at all from like a technical perspective, you know, maybe a little uninspiring, but it looks fine. You know, the fidelity, the graphics, quote unquote, while you're playing are fine. It's more that the entire building feels very just cut and paste, which, you know, it's an apartment that all the rooms are going to be similar in some ways, but many of them just have the exact same tables, the exact same dirty dishes in the sink, the same clutter in the hallway, like literally the same rooms. There just didn't seem to be much care put into making this world feel real. So I made my way up the building, going through, you know, each duplicate room one after another, searching and searching floor after floor, occasionally hearing something kind of spooky. I also collected about 100 rounds of ammunition, even though I never saw any evidence of what enemies I might have to face or even find a gun. But I had tons of ammo. If anybody ever decided to mess with me, I had 100 rounds of ammunition to take them on. So after meticulously searching this building for over an hour, I made it to the top and I found out that what the game actually wanted me to do was all the way back downstairs on the first floor. And that about did it for me. Even if they, you know, managed to do something interesting later in the game, the lazy visual and game design basically killed the vibe for me. There's a decent idea at the core of this thing, but they just I don't think they have the juice to pull it off. It's pretty tough for me to recommend this to anybody. I'm giving apartment number 129 an eviction notice. So, for the first time in, I don't even remember when, my wife is going to be out of town without me this weekend. I'm dropping her and my son off at the airport tomorrow morning as they fly to Georgia to check out the school that he's going to be attending in the fall. Yes, I am sending my first child off to college this year, and no, I will not be handling this monumental life moment well. I am not okay with it. He should still be a little kid, fully dependent on me, and that's that. What this means, though, is that I'll be home with my daughter for about 3 days, and she already has a lengthy agenda set for the two of us. First, there will apparently be a massive blanket fort constructed in the living room. I'm not sure how elaborate this thing is going to be, but I'm hoping for at least, you know, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, and an open floor plan. On the menu for this weekend, I am told, is a king-sized bag of pizza rolls with a side of hot Cheetos. So my digestive system is preparing for this assault. And finally, for the entertainment, there will be a marathon of queso YouTube videos and lots of Minecraft being played. While this is, you know, maybe not my typical idea of a perfect weekend, the reality is my children are getting older and possibly going to be empty nesters within the next, 4 years. I'm going to take every second I can just hanging out with them and wasting time. You only get so much time before they're gone, so bring on the hot Cheetos and the Tums. Thank you very much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the program every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show if you like by subscribing and leaving a review. It really makes a big difference. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week. And don't forget to save.